Broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. It's time for The Upswing on WTMJ, showcasing businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders throughout the great state of Wisconsin. Here's your host, Jeff Sherman.
Cause I'm gonna make this place your home.
Good morning, happy Monday, Milwaukee and Wisconsin. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. First up, just a big thank you to Steve Scafidi for filling in on Friday. I'm learning so much from everyone here at Good Karma Brands, and Steve's just been great with his time and his insights. Had some good family time with the Sherman family in Madison on Friday, and Steve was able to do the show and talk with one of my favorite former bosses, H. Carl Miller from Miller Communications. Carl's been involved in just so many wonderful big projects in Wisconsin. And, you know, we go back a couple months ago when we started talking about the upswing and putting this show together. He was one of the first people that I reached out to for advice. I worked for Carl for 7 years, worked with him and his team at Miller Communications on the Wisconsin Center District project, on Miller Park, which is obviously now American Family Field, preparing for the big home opener tomorrow. I learned so much from Carl about media, public relations, business, and government, and just really thankful for my time at Miller Communications. If you want to hear more about Carl's storied career, you can catch that Friday episode and all the episodes of The Upswing on WTMJ.com. Just go to the show section on the website, use the little pull-down menu, and you can find everything there. You can also get all the episodes wherever you get your podcast. You just type in The Upswing. You'll find all past episodes here. Friendly reminder, if you want to, you can follow WTMJ on social at 620 WTMJ. You can find me on X at Sherman Jeff. I'm probably going to be posting a lot about Marquette still, about Milwaukee, maybe a little bit about my family. But always good uplifting stuff, I guarantee. So today I wanted the show to be about, you know, we're back. Marquette's back in the Final Four. We do our best to plan the episodes around what's timely and what's newsworthy. That was the vision. But the basketball gods did not let that happen. Yet, even though Marquette didn't advance to the Final Four, we're still going to embrace the memories and we're going to march forward. And someday I'm pretty sure that the story of Shaka Smart and all the players will be told on a big stage and maybe even on a big screen. But for this season, the Cinderella story of NC State won out and they were able to beat Marquette on Friday in Dallas, and then move on themselves to the Final Four. So congratulations for sure to NC State. But when you think about it on a Milwaukee level, you can't not think about the Final Four and the tournament without going back 40 or 50 years at Marquette. Coach Al McGuire began at Marquette in 1964. He won a national title in 1977, and he was inducted into the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame in 1992. And today, there's a new movie project that's taken a look at Coach Al McGuire's life at Marquette, specifically from that time frame from 1974 to 1977. It's called Confessions of Al McGuire, and it's inspired, of course, by the life of the legendary coach. It's still in the works, but with the tournament kind of front and center, I wanted to talk about it, and I really wanted to kind of dive into the business and the creative realities and the fun challenges of trying to bring a project like this to reality. And today we're really thankful to have the team working on this movie project joining us. Two in studio, executive producer and screenwriter Mike Arangeli, executive producer Jeff Bensman, and producer Josh Green from Jagman Productions will join us on the Tri-County contracting line when we come back after the break. So when we come back, we're going to talk about the business of making a basketball film and all the fun creative challenges along the way. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Today, we are exploring the business realities of getting a film off the ground, funded, and into production, in light of the wonderful college basketball tournament that's heading into the Final Four this weekend. The biopic, The Confessions of Al McGuire, has been an idea and and in the works for years, and the creative team that wants to tell the story around the legendary Marquette basketball coach through film is here today. Executive producer and screenwriter Michael Angeli, executive producer Jeff Bensman, and producer Josh Green of Jagman Productions joins us via phone on the Tri-County Contracting Hotline. Welcome. Thanks for being here, gentlemen. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
A tough loss on Friday, but we forge onward, right? That's what we do at the Upswing. So just to kind of set the tone and set the table, for those that may not know Al McGuire, I wanted to play a short clip that Marquette put together for Al's Day last year. It lets you listen to his life in his own words. We'll play this. It probably runs about a minute and a half.
I think the number one thing in trying to become a success in life is fear. The fear of not being able to get there.
Hey! I want the jumper from here! Right from here!
There's a rhythm to basketball like there is to life, and you must stay within your own rhythm. If you play someone else's rhythm, you'll end up in Tap City.
You take care of by winning, and everybody goes uptown together.
A team should be an extension of your personality. And my teams are surly, obnoxious, and arrogant.
I'm trying to have them dig down deeper into his gut. So these type of things are done in my world by violence, verbal violence.
Back, Jimmy. Go! Go! No miss! No miss!
That is goal! Jerome Whitehead, Marquette Al McGuire. And what? He goes to the final.
Basketball's Don Quixote. Can he win his only NCAA title in his final chance?
Is he alive in the bench? Play to the best of your ability.
It's been an extended love affair. It's been a merry-go-round that's been beautiful. So the merry-go-round stops, and I get off, and it starts for other guys. And I just hope that they do good by it. It's done very good by me.
I'd like being Al McGuire. I never wanted to be anyone else.
The great Al McGuire, a film with his name in it, is under development right here in our great state of Wisconsin, and I'm happy to be joined by three of the people involved in the project. Jeff and Michael, thanks for being in the studio today. Why don't you just give us your backgrounds really briefly?
I've been a lifelong Milwaukeean, proud of our city. I've been in sales and marketing, primarily in the employee benefit insurance field, and I came to this project over a dinner engagement with Michael in Los Angeles, where we talked about what each of us wanted to do over the next 10 or so years. And he laid out a couple of passion projects that were on his mind and asked me to join him, and I did. And I don't want to say the rest is history because we're not done yet, but it's been very enjoyable, very interesting. And we're very proud of the fact that we're going to make a film that's very Milwaukee, Wisconsin-centric.
Very good. Michael?
Yeah. I spent the last 35 years in Los Angeles. I began as a journalist. I wrote for Esquire and Playboy. Made a lot of contacts from interviewing writers and directors and actors and actresses. And then went over to the dark side and began writing screenplays and I wrote for Monk, Law & Order Criminal Intent. I produced Battlestar Galactica and a bunch of other television shows and movies. And now I'm this project, and it's my favorite, to say the least.
Yeah. So why Al McGuire and why now? And Josh, maybe you can help answer that too. Like what makes this, obviously we're in tournament time, but what is the importance and significance of telling the Al McGuire story on the big screen? Josh?
Oh, you want me to go?
Sure.
Well, I think you know, Jeff and Michael can speak probably better to Al's legacy. I unfortunately was very young at the time, but I'm a born and bred Milwaukee Racine guy who took some left turns and ended up in the movie business as a distributor, exhibitor, agent, and now producer here in L.A. And, you know, my father went to law school at Marquette. My grandfather went to Marquette. I was a lifelong Marquette fan. I've always wanted to bring film and do what I can to bring exposure to Marquette, to Milwaukee, to my hometown. And, you know, Al's somebody I grew up hearing about Al's. All this, it seemed like everyone I met when I was, you know, even much younger, everybody had an Al McGuire story. You know, everybody had an Al McGuire quip. I mean, he was, as you can hear from that, your clip, Jeff, he was passionate. He was violent. He was brilliant. He was, Confucius of basketball. I mean, he was incredibly wise and ahead of his time in so many ways as a, he probably wouldn't call himself a civil rights activist or somebody fighting for gender equality, but he ended up doing these things, cared so deeply for his players. And I think, you know, his legacy as the only one, you know, unfortunately we couldn't pull off the championship this year. You know, he's obviously got the iconic stature of being the only one to do it, and to do it in the way that he did it, which we will tell in our story, is somewhat incredible. To walk off the court winning the national title, and to retire immediately thereafter, it's, you know, it's fairy tale, you know, storytelling. And just the drama of, for me as a storyteller, his story and that last season in Marquette, or we're telling a specific time period kind of around that last season.
Right.
It's incredibly dramatic, compelling, inspiring, and just great, storytelling, about this icon.
Very good.
If we can, yeah.
All right. When we come back, we'll have more with Michael Angeli, Jeff Bensman, and Josh Green, the creative and development team around a new movie regarding Al McGuire, the historic coach at Marquette University. We're back. This is The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Thanks for being here. We are back with the executive producer and screenwriter, Michael Angeli, executive producer Jeff Bensman, and producer Josh Green of Jagman Productions. They're all involved in a new project called Confessions of Al McGuire. So how long has this project been in development? And what, you know, kind of walk us through the process of, hey, here's when we started, and here's where we are now.
Right. It's about three and a half years old. We sort of got waylaid by COVID like everybody else. But that's when I started writing the script. I wrote the script, probably in 6 months.
Okay.
How
do you find, like, obviously with a storied career like Al McGuire's, how do you determine, all right, we're just going to focus on this one period of time?
Right. Well, if we wanted to, we could have made a television show about it.
Could have made a multi-series.
It would have been
Netflix.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Still might happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we caught the essence of Al McGuire in those 4 years from, or 3.5 years from 1974 to 1977. You know, the cruel irony is, like, in 1974, 50 years ago, it was NC State again that beat us in the national championship. And we could have won that game. And that's what this is all about. But Al imploded. You know, he had two or three technicals. Marquette was winning at the time. There was a 9-point swing. Ended up losing the game. And so this is all about his second chance. He got a second chance, which all of us would love to have.
Without a doubt, yeah.
So I think, you know, like I said, the essence of Al McGuire, who he is, how he coaches, what he's all about, you know, his sort of shambling grandeur, you know, the Pied Piper of basketball is really, I think, encapsulated in those 3.5 years.
So that theme of second chances, you know, who was kind of the biggest help with the script along the way, Michael? You know, where would that inspiration come from other than obviously Al's story?
Right. Well, I mean, I loved Al McGuire. My dad graduated from Marquette. Obviously, you know, I saw every game. I just loved his personality. Jeff, you can talk about the people that we met with.
Sure, sure. Well, before I do that, I have to always tip my hat to Michael. He allowed me to get a little bit inside the process, which I was never aware of. I was always a consumer of media, not involved on the other side. And Michael did a masterful job of paring down hours of the interviews that we had and just made Al jump off the page. And you don't have to take my word for it. We were helped, and I was entertained by a number of the players. I did the work in uncovering the people that we wanted to talk to get quality feedback. Most of those were players. And
Al's former players.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And all of them were very helpful and very interested in getting the word out. And in some of our promotional pieces, there's a quote from Jim Boylan that states that when he read the script, it was like Al jumping off the page. And the other players, such as Bo Ellis and Earl Tatum and Butch Lee, yeah. Lloyd Walton, Dave Delsman, and so on. And I apologize for leaving out some folks. But we talked to about a dozen players. I also did a little detective work and found out. I also was a big Marquette basketball fan in those days and today as well. And found the referee who officiated not only the final game but the semifinal game. And, of course, the semifinal game was in doubt until after the buzzer rang, and that gentleman's name was Paul Galvin, and he was, at the time when we interviewed him a few years back, well into his 90s and living in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and remembered things very vividly. And I remembered, I didn't know his name then, but I watched a lot of college basketball, and I always saying, gee, that guy always gets a lot of the big games, and he did, and he was very gracious with his time. We talked to friends, children of friends of Al. We talked to managers, people who supported SIDs.
And who from Al's family is still in the area that you were able to connect
nobody's
with?
In the area that we're aware of.
Okay.
In terms of living here, full-time, I should say. The interesting thing is that with the information we got from people close to the program and friends of the program, the script is very authentic. And again, this was validated by the people that we interviewed who told us, and that was very important to us.
Very good. When we come back from the break, I want to dive into who's playing what and, you know, get more in depth into the confessions of Al McGuire. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. We're all about celebrating the possible here on The Upswing, and someone that did that truly in his own way, in his own style, was the Marquette coach, Al McGuire, who won the 1977 championship at Marquette University. We've had a couple questions for our team that's working on the new movie, The Confessions of Al McGuire. One is wondering if how the project is at all connected to Dick Enberg's production of McGuire, which obviously Dick and done with Anthony Cavrello, who played Al McGuire, Tony Award winner, a Marquette Theater alumnus. Any connection there or inspiration to that play?
Inspiration, yes. Connection, not really.
Okay.
I will say, though, that it was very well done. Anthony Cavrello did a masterful job, and Dick Enberg did a great job as well. It was really something.
Very good. All right. Yeah. So what are the business realities of getting a film project like this off the ground? Obviously, in a state that is without tax incentives, how do you make it viable, and what does that process look like?
Josh, help me.
Well, it's never easy making any movie, no matter what the scale or subject, really. It's a tough time in Hollywood, but this movie, it's going to be, we're doing it independently, so we're in what I would call, I guess, the pre-production phase, or maybe soft prep, but we're putting the financing together locally, mostly locally. It's going to be, a low budget movie by Hollywood standards, but certainly not a small art film. We are making a Hollywood style production value film, and we're in negotiations with an A-list director out here in L.A., who I won't announce yet, but, he's going to be an incredible director for this, and it's going to be, A-list talent. So it's really, we're excited. We're the process is moving somewhat quickly. We're kind of prepping for a early to mid 2025, production date start, and, the realities are, again, it's a challenge, but this subject, there's so much interest in, locally. The tax incentives, we're actually hoping that maybe there is a bill that's passed by the time that we kind of move forward. But we're part of the team that's been fighting for that, because we, you know, again, one of our biggest missions here is to bring exposure to Milwaukee and how great it is to shoot there. And you know, it's that's part of what we're doing. So I think,
well, and having projects
we're well
like
on our way, and
having projects like this, it could be impetus to move that bill forward too. You know, the more
true
projects that are on the
you're
table,
right,
the
yeah
the more push you're we right can provide in Madison, for sure.
Being Milwaukee centric is extremely important to us. We want to change the perceived image of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, as being a flyover city and state. We have a wonderful work ethic here. Our cost of living is lower. We want Milwaukee and Wisconsin to be known as a place you can make an outstanding film. And we're going to have as many people that have a Milwaukee connection, both in front of and behind the camera, as possible. And we will make this happen.
How do you, well, we'll talk about this after the break. I want to talk about just, you know, bringing a 1977 story and its relevance to today's audience. And we can talk about that after the break. But back to the funding a little bit. Where's the funding interest coming from? Is it mainly, you know, local and people affiliated with Marquette University?
It is primarily local.
Yeah.
Yes, to the second question, we have people that are civic-minded. We have people from Milwaukee Film who are excited about the project. So film lovers and people that are very intimately aware of the film industry. We have a terrific film festival, one of the largest now in the country, with some outstanding people on board, their leadership, etc. And, of course, Marquette supporters, Marquette people that support the athletic teams, specifically basketball. So it's primarily the mix, Milwaukee, Marquette, and film people.
Very good. All right. We are talking about The Confessions of Al McGuire, a film that's under development right here in Wisconsin. We'll be right back after this break. This is The Upswing, and I'm Jeff Sherman. Welcome back to The Upswing, the business and creative challenges and opportunities around creating a movie. Confessions of Al McGuire, executive producer and screenwriter Michael Angeli, executive producer Jeff Bensman, and producer Josh Green of Jagman Productions joins us on the Tri-County Contracting Hotline today. So how do you decide who are the key characters in a movie like this? Obviously, some of the coaches, former players, but right, then are there fictional characters that are developed around someone real?
We're trying to keep everything real.
Okay.
We haven't really created any. We've used fictional names,
okay,
fictitious names, but for the most part, these are real people that lived in Al's universe.
Okay. Yeah. And are you talking to actors and actresses to fall into those roles already, having those conversations? And
yes, absolutely. We're not at liberty to give their names right
okay
now. We have someone. We have a really well-known actress who is interested in playing Pat, Al McGuire's wife.
Okay.
And I'll give you a hint. This actress's first name is Pat.
All right, there you go.
We have some people in mind for Rick Majerus, who has a very prominent role. I think for the players, we're going to try and cast people and actors here, guys who can play basketball and read a line.
Okay.
Bo Ellis has a big, very prominent role, especially with his pot bust.
Okay.
Which Al McGuire like shepherded him through the
whole. Tell us a little bit more about that story arc.
Oh, it's actually pretty funny. I mean, Bo Ellis got stopped for a traffic violation, and I think he had the pot in his hair.
Hat.
In his hat.
Okay.
Apple right hat, I think it was referred to as.
Right. He got busted. It was for possession. Al McGuire, like, stuck up for him so much. The Jesuits wanted him expelled, but Al said, no, there's no way. And what he did was, he had Bo apologize to the student body, and the student body clapped when Bo was done.
Before the game, before wow the next home game.
Yeah, yeah.
A different era for sure, in a very good way.
Yeah.
So how do you, in terms of making the story really relevant to today's audience, you know, what inspiration do you take away from Al's life saying, fast forward to 2024, right, here's what we want to communicate through this vehicle?
Well, you know, obviously the idea of getting a second chance is really important. I mean, everybody wants a second chance. The other thing is, I think Al sort of transcends the era in which he existed. I mean, when you see what a showman he was, and he was copied and emulated, and there are coaches who try and emulate him now.
In many ways, he was this kind of the stage manager out there directing, and
right,
the assistant coaches were taking care of the X's
That's
and O's,
exactly,
right?
The technicians,
exactly.
Yeah. Yes.
And what he said was, the reason why I act out as much as I do is I want the focus to be on me and not on my players. That way they can do their jobs and they don't have to worry about it. I think, you know, part of that's true. Part of it is he just loved being a showman.
Yeah. Very good. Well, he definitely had a way with words, and in fact, kind of had his own personal language, right? I think the New York Times once called him the James Joyce of the airwaves. And in, you know, the 1995 NCAA basketball tournament, you know, it was all his, and he owned the airwaves in many ways. His stream of consciousness delivery was just truly, truly special. So I pulled a bunch of his phrases, and I'm going to quiz you guys when we come back. We'll talk a little bit about Al McGuire-isms, and we'll continue and wrap up our conversation around Confessions of Al McGuire. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. Thankful to be joined today by the team that is working on Confessions of Al McGuire, a film project inspired by the legendary coach of Marquette University. We have Michael Angeli, Jeff Bentzman, and Josh Green from Jagman Productions. So what's the timetable for the project? You finish fundraising, when do you see filming starting, and then when do you hope to get to the big screen?
Josh?
Yeah, I mean, well, so we're in the financing stage now and putting the team together. And then once that all happens, you kind of go into kind of official production in terms of we also have a pretty detailed budget and schedule that we're very close to having done. So I think by the time all of this wraps up, you go into, you know, what's called pre-production, where you actually hire your department heads and really gear up kind of physically and locally and logistically to shoot this thing. So we'd be location scouting and, you know, we'd be in Milwaukee kind of doing our dance there to figure out all the logistics. And then we're probably aiming to start shooting, depending on when we wrap up the financing and when we wrap up the casting and all get our team together, you know, early to mid 2025 is the aim. And then the you know, as it's an independent film, we'll likely kind of pursue distribution, you know, after the movie's done or somewhere in the middle to the latter stages of it. But we're very confident. I mean, we're going to have top level talent. We're making a commercial, you know, compelling, dramatic, inspiring, you know, very accessible movie. And sports biopics have done very well. I'm sure everyone has their favorites. But this one's really going to resonate, I think, with a lot of people, not just Al himself, but the story, the comeback, the drama, certainly basketball. These are all things that transcend. So, you know, we're excited. So we're expecting to you know, talk eventually to the streamers and the studios and the broadcasters and hopefully see this thing. Usually it takes another kind of 6 months after you kind of sell it,
okay,
to have it either come out in theaters or to have it premiere on a streamer. So maybe later next year, you know, we'll see how the timeline kind of comes together, but we expect it to have a true global audience and, yeah, be seen quite widely, which will bring a lot of great exposure to Al, Milwaukee, Marquette, and everyone involved in the project. So we're excited.
Very good. You've talked a lot about commitment to local, not only Milwaukee, but the entire state. Do you have any locations picked out that you're like, hey, this spot must be in the film in terms of where you're going to film?
We found the house that Al lived in.
Ah,
and
okay.
That will definitely be in the film. We've looked at other locations – Well, we need gyms that still look like the 70s, and we found several of those, and there are more to have, and certain places where you can purchase beverages that some of the people in the film would have actually.
A lot of the wisdom of Al McGuire came from the bars and restaurants in and around Milwaukee, right?
Yes, yes. It was in his DNA.
Yes.
Literally.
Yeah.
Very good. So you hope to find...
Our goal is to make it as authentic as possible. So whatever locations we use, whether it's going to be the actual locations or recreating them somehow, it's really going to be about authenticity.
All right, very good. Well, I wanted to throw out a couple of the Al McGuire phrases that he used often in his coaching and in his broadcast days on NBC. So a couple of these. What does go barefoot in the wet grass mean to you guys?
Go barefoot in the wet grass is enjoy life.
Yeah.
Enjoy the moment. Yes. Congratulate the temporary.
I was just going to say that's they kind of run together.
Same thing. Yes. Live for the moment, right?
Yep.
What about cupcakes? You all know what cupcakes were?
Easy opponents.
Easy opponents. Very good. What's a white knuckler?
That's a very Close tight game.
All right. A French pastry on the court?
A dipsy doodle kind of.
A showy move.
Yes.
Yes. Al talked a lot about cracked sidewalks.
It was very important to Al to recruit people with different backgrounds. He was a Renaissance man, as Michael talked about, would have been relevant today. But he was one who was not afraid to go into some of the tougher parts of the various cities and was known as someone who supported all of his players.
And he always said, when I recruit kids who don't have grass for their front yards. Concrete. So.
And we have a couple of examples in the film that I think will get big laughs because you know that actually happened.
Yeah.
On my bookshelf at home, I have a book, The History of Marquette University. It is autographed by Coach Al McGuire and actually gave it to a former student. My dad found it in a used bookstore, so I'm still getting through it.
But
he talks about the memos and pipes, who are the university administrators and professors. All those people were near and dear to his heart.
Yeah.
So if people wanted to find more information about Confessions of Al McGuire, where can they find that?
Well, they could give us a phone call. At this point, we have a website that's is still a work in progress, but... Michael, do you want to allow the folks to give you
facility? They can always email me at citylights.com.
Very good.
Citylights with an S instead of a C.
All right. Thank you very much. The team behind Confessions of Al McGuire on the upswing today. Tomorrow, it's the Brewers home opener. We'll have Rick Schlesinger from the Milwaukee Brewers coming up next, Wisconsin's Midday News. We'll see you tomorrow.